Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Nun Vav, Nedarim 56b, pagination 112, towards the middle of the page, Masnisin, a Mishnah regarding a person who made a vow not to benefit from a city or from a house. And although the topic starts from the topic of vows, but it actually is quite expansive, dealing with how you define the boundaries of a city and how you define the boundaries of a house. So the Mishnah says, Hanoder min ha'ir, a person makes a vow not to benefit from a city, mutar likanes litechuma shel ir, he's allowed to come within the tchum, the 2,000 amos that surround the city, how far a person is allowed to walk out of the city on Shabbos. Va'osu likones li'ivura, but he's going to be prohibited from entering into the 70 amos of the boundary of the city. We have this concept of the 70 amos around the city. We encounter it by Tfilas HaDerech, when you're outside of the city, how far out of the city is it called out? But there are boundaries to the city, and within that boundary, it's still considered the city. We'll see a source in the Gemara. Avlanoda min abayis, when a person makes a vow not to benefit from a house, osu min agaf velifnim. He's forbidden from the spot in the doorway. A doorway can be very wide. We saw that in the laws of mezuzah, that you're supposed to place the mezuzah towards the outside of the door frame, if the door frame is very wide. So in the door frame, there's a spot where the door actually closes. And if you're at that spot, the door closed, are you on the inside or are you on the outside, even though you're still within the door frame? So the prohibition is only on from the spot where the door closes and inwards, that's considered the house. Asks the Gemara, Minolan di ibura de masa kemasa domi. How do you know that the boundary of a city is included in the city? That's referring to the 70 amos that are around the city, as opposed to the 2,000 that are simply how far you're allowed to walk, but they're not part of the city. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Omar Kra, there's a pasuk in the beginning of the book of Yehoshua when they surrounded Jericho and conquered it. Vayihi bios Yehoshua bi Jericho. My bi Jericho. How can Yehoshua be in Jericho? This is before they conquered it. Ilema b'Yericho mamish in the city. Vaksev Yericho so geres imesu geres. Yericho was locked. The people of the city actually locked it as a means of protection from invasion. Elashmami, no. How could he be in Yericho? Be'ibura. Yehoshua walked within the boundary of the city, within the 70 amos of the city. Asks the Gemara, Eima afilu b'techuma. Maybe even the techum of the city should be included in the definition of the city. Remember, the Mishnah said that the 70 amos are included in the city, but the 2,000 are not included in the city. Haksiv b'techuma umadosa michutz la'ir. You see clearly from the way the pasuk describes the techum of a city, you should count outside the city. So it's such a simple word, and we read it in Chumash, we don't even realize the detail, the depth. But when you tell me that you're counting outside the city, that means it's not included in the definition of the city, as opposed to the 70 amos, where we see from Yehoshua that there is a boundary to the city that is considered part of the city. The Gemara continues by quoting the second part of the Mishnah, that a person who makes a vow from a house is not going to be prohibited in the entire door frame, so that if it's a wide door frame and he wanted to stand under it to shield himself from the rain, for example, he would be permitted until the point where the door closes. From that spot and inwards, that's what's prohibited from such a vow when a person would say from the house. But from that spot in the doorframe and outwards, he's not going to be prohibited. Masiv Rav Mari, Rav Mari asked what seems to be a very powerful question. The pasuk describing Nige'e Batim, Tzaras, afflicting a house, tells us, V'yotza ha-kohen min ha-bayis, the kohen shall go out of the house after he's examined it. Yochel le'lech leveso v'yaskir, you would think that he's allowed to walk as far as he wants from the house, as long as he can get it closed. And the Mefarshim say, even if he does it by use of a rope, that he pulls the door shut from the distance. Talmud Loma, that's not acceptable. El Pesach Habayis. The correct way to do it is that he's standing by the doorway of the house. El Pesach Habayis, if you tell me the doorway of the house, Yochel Ya'amod Tachas Hamashkof, maybe he's allowed to stand in the doorway, V'yasgir, and close it from there, which is the case that we've been describing, person standing underneath the doorway. Talmud Lomar, min habayis, achayetze min habayis kulo, he has to get out of the entire house. Haketzad, what does he have to do? Omid b'tzad hamashkof v'yaskir. He stands outside the doorframe, and he closes it from there. So what we see over here is that when it came to Nige'e Batim, we were very meticulous, and we entertained the same type of case of a wide doorframe. But over there, we were told explicitly that he has to be out of the doorframe totally. He has to be min habayis, outside the house, in order to close the door. And it seems to be a kasha on our Mishnah that's telling us that when a person makes a neder about a house, it may still allow him to be in the doorframe of this house as long as it's not where the door closes. If you'll skip three lines, you'll see the answer of the Gemara. Shaini gabe bayis dechsiv min habayis. The case of Nige'e Batim, Tzaras on the house, specifically uses the word min habayis. Those words are extra and defining achayetze min habayis kulo, until the person leaves the house in all regards, including the door frame. But when it comes to a neder, presumably the part of the house that's guarded, that when you close the door, it's protected, that's what a person thinks of, that's what a person means when he says that he won't benefit from the house. But if it's just the door frame towards the outside, by a neder, it would be permitted. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.